ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీ వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయే. Before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one shall offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasadeva, the author. Nasprayesu abhadresu nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavate uttam shloke bhaktir bhavati nashtake. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to their heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 8, text, text 37 to 39. So we will chant the, since it's three verses, we will chant the first verse together, and then I will chant the second and third verses by myself. Sa tatra dadrse viswam jagat stasnu cha kam disha saadri dvipa abdi bhugolam savayu agni indu tarakam jyoti chakram jalam. Okay. Sa tatra dadarse visvam jagastana suchakam disa sadri dvipti bogalam savayu agnindu tarakam. Sa tatra dadrasa visvam jagastasnu chakam disa sadri dvipdi bogalam savayu agnindu tarakam. Sa tatra dadrasa visvam jagastasnu chakam disa sadri dvipabdi bogalam savayu agnintu tarakam. Please repeat.
Jagat sasnu chakam disha
So I'm going to chant the second and third verses alone. Jyotish chakram jalam tejo naba swanviyad evacha vaikarika nindriyani mano matra gunastrayam etad vichitram saha jivakala swabhava karma saya linga bedam suno stano viksha vidaritasye Vrajam sahatmanam avapasankam. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. When Krishna opened his mouth wide by the order of Mother Yashoda, she saw within his mouth all moving and non-moving entities, outer space and all directions, along with mountains, islands, oceans, the surface of the earth, the blowing wind, fire, the moon and the stars. She saw the planetary systems, water, light, air, sky, and creation by transformation of ahankar. She also saw the senses, the mind, sense perception, and the three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. She saw the time allotted for the living entities. She saw natural instinct and the reactions of karma, and she saw desires and different varieties of bodies, moving and non-moving. Seeing all these aspects of the cosmic manifestation, along with herself and Vrindavan Dham, she became doubtful and fearful of her son's nature. Please repeat after me. When Krishna opened his mouth wide by the order of Mother Yashoda, she saw within his mouth all moving and non-moving entities, outer space, and all directions, along with mountains, islands, oceans, the surface of the earth, the blowing wind, fire, the moon, and the stars. She saw the planetary systems, water, light, air, sky, and creation by transformation of ahankar. She also saw the senses, the mind, sense perception, and the three qualities, goodness, passion, and ignorance. She saw the time allotted for the living entities. She saw natural instinct and the reactions of karma. And she saw desires and different varieties of bodies, moving and non-moving. Seeing all these aspects of the cosmic manifestation, along with herself and Vrindavandham, she became doubtful and fearful of her son's nature. Purport. All the cosmic manifestations that exist on the gross and subtle elements, as well as the means of their agitation, the three gunas, the living entity, creation, maintenance, annihilation, and everything going on in the external energy of the Lord, all this comes from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Govinda. Everything is within the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9:10. Mayadhyaksena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Everything in the material nature, prakriti, works under his control. Because all these manifestations come from Govinda, they could all be visible within the mouth of Govinda. Quite astonishingly, Mother Yashoda was afraid because of intense maternal affection. She could not believe that within the mouth of her son such things could appear. Yet she saw them, and therefore she was struck with fear and wonder. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deva Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastatada Satarine Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmei Shri Guruve Namaha. Before I start speaking today, I would like to beg the mercy and blessings of all the senior Vaishnavas sitting here, especially all Srila Prabhupada's disciples, to be able to speak something on the science of Krishna consciousness for the benefit of myself and the benefit of all of us who are practicing in the footsteps of Jagatguru Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. In the Shri Ishopanishad, there is a very good verse. It's actually the invocation to Shri Ishopanishad. Ishavasyam idam sarvam yat kincha jagatyam jagat tena tyaktena bunjita ma grida kasya sud danam. Everything animate or inanimate that is within this universe is controlled and owned by the Lord. One should accept, therefore, only those things that are necessary for himself, which are set aside as his quota, and should not accept other things, knowing very well to whom they belong. So I wanted to start with this Ishavasyam Idam Sarvam, because as we know, in the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, we are going to be actually enjoying the pastimes, leelas of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, from childhood to Yugala Kishore. And obviously we have taken some break from killing of demons, because right now we are into a pastime where the Lord is showing the universal form to Mother Yashoda, and then he's going to continue with more pastimes and then killing of more demons. And we know that the Lord has several names that are given to him according to his pastimes or activities. However, we should understand that when we call Krishna Makan Chor, or when we are calling Krishna a thief, and still we accept that person as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, this verse is the first thing that I worship Govinda, who is actually who? He is the controller and he owns everything. So when he owns everything, how can he be the thief? And that is why when we do these activities, we go into jail. But the Supreme Personality of Godhead is adored, because the Supreme Personality of Godhead owns it. We are lording it. That's the words that Srila Prabhupada uses. That we lord over material nature while the Lord owns everything. So when you're the owner or proprietor, when you take something from your quarter, you do not steal it. However, because of that pastime, the devotees give him different names and the devotees relish that pleasure. So, like for example, we have a very great pastime of the deities. I'm going to tailor this class to a request that has been given to me by some visiting devotees here. So based on that, I did more research. And I want to give you the power of the Archa Vigraha form of the Lord. That the Archa Vigraha form of the Lord is none different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because these pastimes are also done by the deity form. And that's why we have a deity called Shira Gopinath Chor. Chor means again thief. So even the deity for their beloved devotee, Madhvendra Puri, stole a pot of rice and hid it. Now, look at it from a perspective view that was offered to the deity. So how did the deity steal something that has been offered to him? However, just because of the desire of a pure devotee like Madhvendra Puri, the Lord accepted to again become a thief in the deity form also. Not just personally, but also in the deity form. And that's why the deity is called Shira Chor Gopinath. And that pastime in itself also tells you that the deity also reciprocates with you. But are we at that stage that the deity can reciprocate with us? So because of our frailties, we cannot be starting to doubt that the deity is none different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is our frailty. It's not on the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this pastime that the deity did for Madhvendra Puri, as we know, the deity had to tell the Brahmana that, hey, you know, I've kept a pot for Madhvendra Puri. Please take it to him. So, again, we have to understand when the Lord is being called a thief, he's not the thief, he's the proprietor. He's the Savashamidam Sarvam. He's the controller. He's the one who owns it. But he's doing this to increase our transcendental mellows. He's doing this because devotees relish through the pastimes a reciprocation of sambandha. And that is the God that we follow. So if anyone has a doubt that why we are following the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, we follow him because he is increasing our transcendental mellows. I don't know of any scripture where that kind of narration or transcendental mellows is exchanged. So if someone doubts that we are following Krishna, we are following the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the question can be begged, who do you want me to follow? Something that's a vacuum that I cannot even reciprocate with? That is higher intelligence. Higher intelligence doesn't mean accepting something and not having any sambandha with it. Okay, I just go and pray, but pray to who? What relationship am I creating? So these are important factors. That's why these pastimes are being enacted. They're being enacted to create a mellow. They've been enacted because Prabhupada says in the purport, actually I was reading it, he says something very interesting. By remembering all the pastimes of the Lord and by constantly chanting them, one will be automatically fixed in smaranam, or remembrance of the Supreme Personality. So we know the 9 processes of devotional service: Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam. Vishnu Smaranam. So when we are reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, when we are enjoying this, relishing these pastimes, what happens? It actually automatically fixes us and gives us remembrance of the Lord. And this is the other reason why all these pastimes are being enacted by the Lord. That's why they're called Lila in Sanskrit. We continue. Srila Prabhupada continues to say, and this is very important, as we know, in the Damodar Leela, Mother Yashoda was trying to get so many ropes, and every time she tried to bound the Lord, she was shot by 2 fingers. Now, we have to ask, what were those 2 fingers? What is the significance of that? And the simple significance that I was given by Archita Prabhu here was, one is the effort of the devotee and the other is the mercy of the Lord. And practically this is what we see in our devotional life, because the Lord says, I reward according to the degree of surrender. And Srila Prabhupada further states that according to the purpose of our degree of surrender, which the Lord knows as the Paramatma in our heart, according to the purpose of the degree of our surrender, we are rewarded accordingly. So when we are doing the effort and we have the mercy of the Lord, you can bind the Lord. But bind him in what? Bind him in love. And that is why It is further stated that when you take one step towards understanding Krishna, the Lord takes 10 lips, not just steps, but 10 lips to reveal Himself. So you take one endeavor, one step to understand Him, the Lord takes 10 lips. And we know that the Lord's lips, as Vaman Dev, Lord just covered with 2 footsteps the entire universe. So His lips are not like our steps. So this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, that we worship. So if someone has a doubt, who is this God? This is that God. That if I take one step, the Lord takes 10 lips to reveal Himself. So if there is anyone who has a doubt as to why we are worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead as Krishna, this is another pastime or another thing that we need to always remember. We also have to remember that the Lord is Purnam, all perfect. There is no possibility of His being subjected to the laws of material nature, which He controls. That's why if the Lord steals the gopis' garments, or he's breaking the poles or anything, he's not his Purnam. He's not doing this because he is lacking something. He's doing this simply because he's enacting pastimes according to the moods of the devotees. You know, we have this pastime of stealing the gopis' vastra. And some people may think, what kind of God is that? But again, what is the inner meaning? We know that the gopis were praying to who? They were praying to Goddess Katyayani. And who is Goddess Katyayani? Actually, Srila Prabhupada very clearly states that Goddess Katyayani is not Durga, but is Yogamaya in his purports. And what were they praying? They were praying to Yogamaya, please make the son of Nand Maharaj my husband. So they were actually asking Nand Maharaj's son, who is Krishna, to become their husband. And they prayed for 1 month. And actually, it is stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that the stealing pastime that took place actually took place according to, it was actually the right day after the end of the 30-day period. And that's why Lord Krishna came. Because they were asking Him to be their husband. So, if the Lord is stealing that, He is doing that because of the desire of His pure devotees. This is the God that we follow. That because of the desires of the Supreme, of His devotee, the Supreme Personality of God that breaks His own vows. And that is also exemplified in Bhishma Dev on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Lord Krishna said very clearly, I will not pick up a weapon. But what did Bhishma Dev, His pure devotee, who is one of the 12 Mahajans of religion, say? I am going to actually fight so valiantly that I'm going to make the Lord break. So, because of the desire of the devotee, and it's a pure devotee, the Lord accepts to be in a subordinate position, accepts to humbly submit to His devotee's pledge. That is the Supreme Personality of Godhead that we follow. I'm sorry, I'm going to keep on saying this. Because I want to hammer this point. That who do you want to follow? Do you want to follow a vacuum Brahma Jyoti? Do you want to follow someone who in the Bible, you know, like many devotees have stated, is having the perception is old and is just throwing you to hell? Or do you want to relish someone who is ready to break their own promise for their pure devotee? And I don't know of any philosophy or any religious practice that is able to give us these kinds of transcendental malice. All they just give us is dry, you know, philosophy. But here you're relishing. So, we have to understand that Lord Krishna, when He's doing these things, He's doing them to avoid the desired objective of His devotees. So, When we have to look at things in a perspective way, we should understand while the Lord is stealing or doing this, He's doing all this because of the desires of His devotees. And we also know that the Lord is the only one who can deliver you. And is the only one who can give you liberation. That's why when He kills, there is no issue.
Because he can deliver you. We cannot even deliver ourselves, so how can we kill? So again, the past times when the Lord is killing all the demons, it is for their benefit, as we know. Because they move into the next phase of their spiritual existence. While when we kill, what are we doing? We cannot create life. Like the scientists, we cannot create anything, but we can kill everything. I was actually just looking at the news today that our president-elect has just made a comment about nuclear, which has now brought another issue about an arms race. So all we can do is lead towards destruction, but we cannot lead towards creation because we don't have that capability. So when the Lord is killing all these demons, he's killing them, but he's actually relieving them because they are actually being given mukti. And since we cannot do that, we cannot kill. So I understand our position and the position of the Lord. You know, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 7, text 4 or 5, Srila Prabhupada mentions about para and apara prakriti, which is part of the translation by Srila Prabhupada. And obviously, the elements, the five elements, mind, intelligence, and ego, belong to the inferior apara prakriti. But the living entities belong to the para prakriti or superior energy. So you know, obviously we belong to the superior energy and the inferior energy is prakriti. In also Bhagavad Gita further, the Lord says that because of the higher intelligence given to the superior, which is us, the jivas, prakriti is able to function. Or else prakriti is not able to function. You know, we have all the elements. Earth, water, air, fire, ether. But the transformation, when the transformation is done by the superior energy, which is us with our intelligence, then that transformation creates something. However, the transformation doesn't make us the owners of it. We become the laborers, Srila Prabhupada says. Very clearly, the Lord is always the owner. We are the laborers. But we are falsely identified that since I'm the laborer, I'm also the owner of all that I survey. However, the truth is that we are laborers. So when we are laborers, we are never the owners. But we have been given that intelligence to transform. And during that process of transform, through our labor, we are able to see buildings or we are able to see these things. But we are never the owners of it. In fact, the owner of every property in the United States is the United States government. You don't pay taxes, it's taken away from you. So, where do you own it? If I don't pay property taxes, our lien is placed by the city. So, we don't own anything. But the Lord owns everything. And that's why he can do anything he wants. And that is the Supreme Personality of God that we follow. Further, Prabhupada says, Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam. In the Upanishad, we have the Om Purnam Adha Purnam Idam, which means the Lord is perfect and complete. So Isha Upanishad is very clearly also reiterating the point that the Lord is complete and perfect. So why does the Lord need to go steal some little butter? We also know that pastime of giving the monkeys, because Lord Ramchandra was not able to give anything when the monkeys gave him that service. Now this is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is indebted to his devotee's service. And because of that, when he came as Krishna, he was stealing butter and giving it to the monkeys. Because the Lord is indebted to the devotees. So the Lord is becoming a chor. He's again becoming a thief. Breaking pots and everything, giving it to the monkeys. But the pastime is because the Lord is showing his gratitude, because he couldn't show that gratitude when he was Lord Ramchandra. Now this is the Supreme Lord that we follow, who is doing all this for his devotees. That is the reciprocal loving exchanges between devotees, pure devotees, and the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada also says that we are limited
in the way we are realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because realization of the impersonal Brahman is realization of his Sat feature or his aspect of eternity only. And the Paramatma realization is the realization of his Sat and Chit features, which are his aspects of eternity and knowledge. However, the realization of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the realization of Satchit Ananda, which includes bliss. So the bliss only comes when you connect it with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The bliss aspect is not there if it is at the impersonal level or at the Paramatma level. That realization of bliss only comes when your vision or your knowledge is at the level of realizing the Supreme Personality as a Supreme Person. If it is not at that level, we cannot relish the bliss part. And that is what is missing in today's world. Because we are looking for happiness, but we are looking for it in the wrong place. We are looking at it by lording it over material nature, by engaging more and more in material activities. But that happiness is evading us. Because that happiness can only be realized when Jiva Sarupa Krishna Nitya Das reconnects or dovetails their consciousness in devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why the Lord is in his Archa Vigraha form present. So we can render that service and create the Sambandha. And that is very clearly, Prabhupada mentions it, that bliss part can only be realized when we take the Lord as a Supreme Person. And that is when the three components of Satchit Ananda Vigraha are realized. Ishwara Parama Krishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. Very clearly in the Brahma Samhita, the invocation starts, the first verse starts like that. So, we will continue speaking on also, since I am mentioning Brahma Samhita, very clearly it says, Angani yasya sakalindriya vrintamanti, pasyanti panti kalayanti jiram jaganti, ananda chinmaya sad ujvala vigrahasya, Govinda Madhi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, whose transcendental form is full of bliss, truth, substantiality, and is thus full of the most dazzling splendor. Each of the limbs of that transcendental figure possesses in himself the full-fledged functions of all the organs, and eternally sees, maintains, and manifests the infinite universes, both spiritual and mundane. And that's why Srila Prabhupada comments in his purports that limb, though Krishna is, his every limb is the whole entity. Prabhupada says this, limb, though Krishna is, his every limb is the whole entity. Unlike us, we can only see with the eyes. We can only do what we can do with our senses and body. The Lord, he's able to do anything with this. Just by seeing, He can create. Just by seeing, he can eat. He doesn't have to physically eat. So, again, this is the reason I did the Brahma Samhita Shloka, was just to let us know that the Lord is the Lord. He has a supreme position. But he's taking this lower position just for us. Further, Srila Prabhupada mentions that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we know, was such a strict sannyasi, such a strict sannyasi. Yet the Lord was speaking about Vastra Aran. He was speaking about all these activities. Why? Because he was a very strict sannyasi. So if you look at it, it may be contradictory that the Lord is a very strict sannyasi. Yet, if these things are immoral, why is he speaking about such pastimes during his presence? Because these pastimes are not in any way, according to our mundane, sometimes we may think these are wrong, or why these guys are following so and so as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or why is the Supreme Personality of Godhead doing this? We can also see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a very strict sannyasi, was relishing these topics. And that in itself tells us that there are higher meanings or higher reasons why all these activities or leelas are taking place. And we also know that Bhishma Dev in the assembly, when King Yudhishthira, Maharaj Yudhishthira invited all the kings and everyone, and they were trying to select the most prominent person in that yajna, we know that Shishupal was the only one who rejected. Bhishma Dev actually said that I don't see anyone more fit than Lord Krishna. And he also stated that I am a brahmachari all my life. But if I was surrounded by so many gopis and dancing, I don't know if I could be able to hold my own celibacy. And here the Lord is doing the rasa dance. You know, we also look at it. We have a very famous picture here, you know, of Radha Krishna and Srila Prabhupada. And so the question may be asked that, you know, the Lord is having wonderful pastimes with Radharani. But in the scriptures it says Radha Krishna na anya. That the Supreme Personality of God and Radha Krishna are none different. So since they are none different, the Lord has actually just... It further says, Srila Jiva Goswami actually speaks about this. Jiva Goswami speaks on another subject, but we know that Radha Krishna Pranaya Viktir Haladini Shaktir Asmad, that the loving affairs of Srimati Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestations of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally just to enjoy. So since the Lord and Radharani are not different, and they are just separated because of the Lord's internal potency, pleasure potency, they are one and the same, Radha Krishna na anya. So it is just because we are not conversant with the finer truths of what the scriptures state, we start perceiving things in our own minds and concocting ideas. But it is very clearly explained in the Shastras. So that is why we follow the three guiding principles, Guru, Sadhu, Shastra. As long as you have a bona fide Guru, like Srila Prabhupada, Sadhu and Shastra, there is no questions that cannot be answered or that cannot be cleared. But that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead that we follow. The Supreme Personality of Godhead that actually reciprocates with us. And Srila Jiva Goswami says something very interesting. He says, by remembering all the pastimes of the Lord, advanced devotees may be attracted to serve the Lord in a particular way. And by relieving the pastimes of the Lord, one can create the relationship of devotee-master in the spiritual world. And this is our constitutional position. So Srila Jiva Goswami is saying that, you know, when we actually read these pastimes, we all have our own moods of how we want to serve the Lord. And we can see that also practically. Some are very good pujaris, some are good book distributors, some are very good at cooking, some are very good at translation, some are very good at management. We already see that. So Srila Jiva Goswami is saying that by relieving these pastimes, we actually can create that relationship of how you want to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is also very important, because as we know, this is the human form of life that is given to us. I'm going to wind up shortly. This is the human form of life that is given to us to go back to Godhead. We are the ones who are bound by karma. When a lion or tiger kills an animal, there is no karma. When a fish eagle goes and catches a fish, there is no karma. Because those are the bodies given to them for that purpose. But we are bound by karma. And it's only the human form of life that is bound by karma. And I will finish just by saying, Aham sarvasya prabhavam mata sarvam parvartate Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita.
I am the source of all spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who perfectly know this engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Hare Krishna.
There was more to read, but I just saw the time has passed, so I just stopped it there. Any comments? Any Rabindranath Prabhu?
I'm sorry, Rabindranath Prabhu?
You said that Krishna owns everything. The Supreme Lord owns everything. So what would you say is the truth that the Supreme Lord owns everything?
What is the proof? I thought I read some verses where it very clearly says in the Brahma Samhita and in the Ishopanishad that He is... In fact, I just read Ham Sarvasya Prabhavo, which also comes from the Bhagavad Gita, that I am the source of all spiritual and material. Now the question is, do we want to accept it or not?
In other words, we understand what Krishna says, we accept what Krishna says, but how do you explain to somebody, is that if you say, I'm the owner, what's the proof that you're the owner of something? What's the proof that Krishna is the owner? We understand whatever Krishna says we accept, but how would you define Him being the owner?
You know, there are, and I will also let senior devotees also speak. Like for example, when the Lord shows His Virat Roop or His universal form, where else do we find in any place, in any scripture or in any place that the Lord has shown a Virat or universal form that shows that the Lord controls everything? Also in the Bhagavad Gita, you know, it's the only book that is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why it says Shri Bhagwan Vacha, that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking. Is there any literature which states that? So, if someone tells me, and I'll have Bhrigupati Prabhu also explain further, but if someone states something, I don't know where there is any statement that anything is owned apart from Krishna. Bhrigupati Prabhu, Archita Prabhu.
Prabhupada dealt with that question. He said that proprietorship means that you control something. And you also mentioned in your class. So everybody here on this planet was claiming to own this car, that building, this land, but they can't control it. Even while they're alive, it can be taken away from them. What to speak of when you die? It's taken away for sure at the time of death. So Krishna has made a statement that He owns everything. It's up to you to disprove it. We don't have to prove it. You disprove it. You're saying that, no, Krishna doesn't own it. You know, the U.S. government owns this or that person owns that. But they don't, because we see that even while you're alive and claiming ownership, somebody stronger can come and take it away from you. What to speak of death takes it away from you. But so Prabhupada says the land was there before you were born, now you're claiming you own it, and after you die that land will be there. But Krishna says that He owns it since time immemorial. It's up to you to disprove that. Not that we have to prove it.
Bhrigupati Prabhu?
Well, I should have just said it. If the person is not prepared to accept Shabda, you know, because you're asking what's the proof? Well, proof for us is the statements of the Shastra. So if the person is not prepared to accept Shastra, then you give them logical arguments. Archie just gave a couple right there. You know, how do they own? They don't even own their own body, because challenge them. Go ahead, keep it. You know, Prabhupada says those who don't accept, you know, Krishna or God during their life, they'll have to accept them as death, because He takes away everything. So basically, in essence, my answer is if the person is not prepared to accept Shastra, you know, as evidence, Shabda, then you just make the arguments that we've heard Prabhupada make repeatedly throughout his lectures, you know, and present that. And if they don't accept that, then that's it.
So I'll ask Prabhu.
I think another principle would be that even like us, we come into this world with nothing. You come in naked. And then all of a sudden, if you're taking birth in a very rich family, you get that benefit. In other words, your father was a person who had multi-millions of dollars in possession. So, okay, you can say that you own those now because your father gave it to you. But then what about his father? His father, his father, his father. Point being is, that we all took birth from the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. That has to be there. And that original person owns everything. And when you mentioned all those particular verses like Brahma Samhita, that is the original person. That original person owns everything. And anything after him is simply borrowed or stolen. And we're all thieves. Because really, America, we're in America, the great America, but it was stolen. This land was stolen from the Indians of this land or whatever, right? And so we say it's ours, so we're thieves. And Prabhupada gives another example of like a craftsman. If he's hired by someone to create, let's say, a chest of drawers, you know, and that person buys the material, pays you the money to do it, but after you get done with it, you're attracted to it and you say, it's mine. It's not yours. You were given the material, you were given the money to do it, and now you're stealing it. So everybody here in this material world are thieves. They're taking property that does not belong to them and then saying, it's mine. Where Krishna gave everything, and that it again goes back to the original person, which is Krishna.
And yet we have the guts sometimes to ask, why are we worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is enacting these pastimes and doing these things?
Yes.
Yet, we are thieves ourselves. Look at, it's like a thief is trying to judge someone. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam class ki. Yeah.
Sorry. You're right.
Wonderful class.